The wooden planking on display is from the 983-ton barge Colorado. According to the book Alaska Shipwrecks by Warren Good, it left Juneau April 20th, 1901, bound for Tacoma, Washington. The barge was under tow by the British steam tug Pilot when it hit a reef in the Wrangell Narrows opposite Anchor Point, about 14 miles south of Petersburg, at 5:15 in the afternoon on Monday, April 22, 1901. The barge, valued at $8,000, was a total loss and also lost a portion of its cargo listed as sulfurite concentrates. The hull piece was recovered by Andy Matteson in the 1970s. He passed away in 2008, but before that gave the piece to another local resident, Doug Coral. He built the mount and donated it to the Clausen Museum. Museum director Cindy Lagadakis says the piece really adds to the maritime history of the Petersburg area.
From looking back at some of the records, it looks like some of the surveys that had been done of the Narrows actually were pretty poor, not too correct for that era. And so the captain of that ship, when the barge hit the reef, claimed that the buoy was misplaced. And so whether or not that's true, that vessel went down.
There's more space for displaying the piece at the public library, so it's on long-term loan there. Coral, who donated the piece, thinks the wood from the barge is oak and all the fittings are copper, with green coloring marking the reddish boards, which also appear eaten away by time and tide. Alaska Shipwrecks says the barge was built in Boston, Massachusetts in 1864, and it was registered to a company in San Francisco. It had a crew of seven. None were lost in the grounding. It had no insurance. It carried over 1,000 tons of the concentrates, with a total value of $40,000 at the time. Colorado Reef and a nearby creek were both named after the wreck. By no means the only vessel to run into difficulty there. Archived newspaper accounts detail some of the work to dynamite that reef and improve the channel during the spring of 1928 and note it as a well-known problem spot. Other newspaper notices warn mariners of strong tides and icebergs that sometimes moved buoys in the area, and other dredging work happened there in 1963. The piece of the hull is on display above the periodicals near the fireplace at the local library. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.